Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Makovich. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball four. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift strikes out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Makovich bunts towards first. Cullenbein scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Peck moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Peck trying to get to home. Wakefield throws the ball into Swift, who tags Peck, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seary moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seary scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hegan hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Makovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siri throws the ball into Boudreau, who relays the ball to Gordon, who tags Swift trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine juggles the ball. That's an error on Cullenbine. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Siri hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Siri reaches second base with a double. Fleming moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. Fleming scores. Siri moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Makovich strikes out. There goes Peck. The throw from Swift to second, and Peck is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Bob Swift. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and has Mullen trapped. There's the throw to Keltner, who throws to Gordon, who tags Mullen for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Hal Neuhauser. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Reeb now catching. Roof Gentry now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siri takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Siri moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siri moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Siri scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kell moves to third. 2 outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.